station. 88.1 FM in Gina, Alexandria, in 98.9 FM in Monroe, West Monroe, also in 92.5 FM in Shreveport, Greenwood, also in Natchez, St. Joseph, 99.3, and in Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. We bid you Godspeed in the name of Jesus to all of our family and friends out there that have helped us to enjoy the best part of your day. We thank you for tuning in. Whether you're traveling up and down the highways, maybe you are in your convalescent homes, you might even be behind prison bars on today, but certainly we count it a privilege as well as an honor to share with you the pure, unadulterated, good tiding news of Jesus Christ on this day. Yes, he is Yahweh manifested in the flesh as Yahshua. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, which puts us into that realm of called the Holy Royal Mishpacha. That's right. We are all family. And I've got news for you. It doesn't matter whether you are an avid student of Hebrew, Greek, or anything of that nature like that. At the end of the day, listen to me very carefully, demons only recognize authority. They don't recognize how astute you are. They don't recognize degrees. They don't recognize certificates. They don't recognize clergy collars or robes or staves or hats or shofars or any of those things like that. But no, beloved, they recognize the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And the word of God says, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. That just simply means, brothers and sisters, that if you don't stay affixed as to what's going on around us on a day-to-day basis, you know as well as I know. The word says the thief come, but to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his modus operandi, to try to make his way into your life. That's the reason why we have to, as the word of God also says, watch as well as pray. But I'm here to tell you that if God leads you to it, he is going to see you through it. So on that note, we're going to open up with the scripture right now coming from the book of Mark. Amen. I believe we're going to start at the fourth chapter, starting at verse number 30. And it reads in this manner, and he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? 31, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown to the earth, it is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his word. I've just shared with you coming from our opening scripture, coming from the book of Mark chapter 4, verses 30 down to 34. Amen. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, in the matchless, magnificent name of Jesus, we come before thee, O God, in this day, thanking you and praising you, heavenly creator of all. Creator of all worlds, all beings, whether they be celestial, whether they be terrestrial or extraterrestrial, oh God, we acknowledge you, the creator of every atom, every proton, every neutron, everything that is scientifically researched and understood. It is the God of our salvation and creation that we come before right now in the personification of his son who shed his blood on Calvary, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. We come before thee, O God, this day asking you to have mercy on us, asking you, Lord, that if we've done anything of an offensive nature to anyone or even to the statutes and commandments that you have mandated for us, open our eyes that we may purge ourselves from anything that is unseemly in your eyesight, that we may come to that place in our walk with you, Lord God, that we can constantly hear you say each and every day, not only waiting to get to heaven, but on this earth we can hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servants. You have been faithful in few things. I'm preparing to make you ruler, even over much more in this earth realm. Father, we are lifting up those that are less fortunate than us right now. Oh God, that wayward man that may be outside homeless, that wayward woman, Lord God, that is sleeping in an abandoned building, we are lifting them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, those people that are bound by pharmaceutical addictions, we lift up to you right now. Those that are walking up and down the streets whose minds have left them, Lord God, because of the pressures of life, we lift them up in touching and agreeing, Lord, that you will return their mind, even as you return Nebuchadnezzar's mind. We're praying, Lord God, for those that have been shipwrecked by life, those, Lord God, that have experienced church hurts right up in the church, those, Lord God, that did not know that they were to pledge their allegiance to you instead of a local church or assembly. Lord, teach your people that our allegiance is with you, not in man, not in a building, not in an organization, but that our allegiance is with you. Father, we lift up every church that is going through struggles and strains right now. Father, those that are willing to throw in the towel, those, Lord God, that are willing to go into foreclosure, God, we ask now that you will send in people that have a mind to serve you. Those that have a mind, Lord God, to understand how to prepare the hearts of your people for your coming in this end time. Father, we pray much for our legislation. We pray for those in political offices right now. We pray for, Lord, the mayors. We pray for the aldermen. We pray for the politicians, Lord, the senators, Lord, the legislators, the lawmakers. We pray for them right now. We pray for those in law enforcement now, Lord, the policemen. We pray, Lord God, for even those that will be stopped by the policemen, that you will give them how to accost the police in a way that will not cause physical or bodily harm to them in the name of Jesus. We pray for our firemen, Lord, as they go about their daily activities fighting fires. We pray for those, Lord, in secret service that are watching over those that are of a high-profile lifestyle. We pray for the bodyguards. We pray for everybody that is dear to you in the name of Jesus. We lift up even Jerusalem now, Lord. And we pray for its peace. We pray for those in Palestine. We pray for the nation of two brethren that are fighting each other, Lord, that are destitute to kill each other. We pray, yes, God, we pray for the Arab, for that is the son of Abraham. We pray for the Jew, for that is the son of Abraham as well. We pray that you will touch the hearts of these brothers and that you will unite them together in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. We're probably getting a poor reception, but we thank you for all things. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Amen. My reception may not be the best. I'm trying to come on Facebook Live. Amen. My reception may not be the best. God bless you out there. I don't know. I'm trying to get a good spot in here, and sometimes the reception is not the best. But again, if you've just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints with Bishop Kenny and Minister Mildred Townsend. Amen. Sister Thomasa, God bless you. If I said it right, amen, to our brothers and sisters out there. God bless you all over the central Louisiana area. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Truly, Minister Mildred and myself count it a privilege as well as an honor to be with you. Amen. And primarily this catalyst that God has opened up, a prayer line ministry to be able to reach out to God's people in this end time. You know, if ever there was a time to stand and believe God, people of God, it is now. Because the Bible said that men's hearts will fail them because of the things that are coming upon the face of this earth. Amen. And when we look around and see all of the things that are unfolding every day, amen, people are falling by the wayside. Yes, that's right. Many saints are throwing in the towel. You'll be surprised how many folk that's been married 20, 30, 40 years are throwing the towel in and right up inside the household of faith. Yes, the enemy is coming in like a flood. And if you're not anchored in Jesus, many people are drifting away. That's the reason why I tell people all the time, amen, that holiness ain't a lifestyle. No, no, beloved. It's folk that have been living holy that's given up. But when you stand on what's called the standard, holiness is a standard. Righteousness of God is a standard. Why? Because the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. You see, images come and go. Lifestyles come and go, but standards are forever. They are like the universal laws that God has placed down. The law of gravity, it is a standard. The law of cycles, it is a standard. Amen. When God has these laws established, we cannot deviate from them. The law of love is a standard. Amen. It cannot be perverted. It cannot be polluted. It is what it is. Love does just what it says it does. It brings growth and development. It brings admiration. It brings gratitude. That's what love does. The Apostle Paul eloquently summed it up this way. I can go through all the ritualistic aspects of serving God, but at the end of the day, if I don't have, what did he say? And I think it was translated from the Greek, agape. How can we go to church every day or every Sunday? And some of us are still walking around with attitudes. Amen. And I'm speaking to the universal church. I'm speaking to those that are black, white, Hispanic, those that are Asian. Yet we say we all love this one God, and we cannot even get along with our brothers and sisters down on this earth. Something is wrong. That's what religion does. Religion affords you the opportunity to say that you love God, but Jesus straightened us out. He said, "This people draw nigh to me with their lips, but their heart is far from it." What does that mean, brothers and sisters? That just simply means that, you know what? We can't fake it till we make it. We've got to stay in that realm whereas you are my brother, no matter what skin color you are, no matter what nationality you are. If you have embraced Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, as your Lord and your Savior, listen, I didn't say we were colorblind. I didn't say that we don't acknowledge the fact that we are different. My skin color is different from yours. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that in the body of Christ, we are all a bunch of beautiful bouquets. We're beautiful flowers. You might be a rose, amen. I might be a daffodil. Somebody else might be a petunia, but at the end of the day, we are all here to give glory to God. And unless we come to that frame of mind, and unless we begin to teach that and instruct that in the mind of people, this is where the body of Christ is being stalemated at. Good morning, Sister Nett. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. To all mi hermanas, mi hermanos, buenos días, buenos tardes. To my brothers out there that might be from Iraq, Iran. You might be from some other places. Let me say to you, sabah al-khair. That's right. Amen. Sabah al-khair. Maybe you're out there and you are a Muslim listening to our broadcast for the first time. I can say your universal greeting to you equally as well. Assalamu alaikum. And that doesn't mean I'm a Muslim. That means that I'm speaking Arabic. Amen. You see, the body of Christ, we've got to wake up. We've got to become more astute. Amen. If we're going to reach people, amen, we've got to be able. Good morning from Iowa. God bless you as well. We've got to be able, amen, to reach people. You see, if a man is wounded and hurt, you got to know something about first aid to reach out and help him. If a person is unconscious, unbreathing, and you don't know how, that person is going to die if you don't know anything about CPR. How can you help somebody if you don't know how to help them? How can you reach somebody if you don't know how to reach them? But when you show interest in somebody else's language, don't you know that that gives them the ability to know that this person cares for me? They're interested in what interests me. Amen. And when you do that, amen, that's why Paul said to the Jew, I became a Jew. To the barbarian, I became a barbarian. Amen. To those that are up high, I became up high. Why? Not to get on their level, but that I might gain them. You can't gain somebody if you're not on the level and understanding which that they're coming from. Amen. Isn't it funny? Everybody knows more about, amen, the things of Jesus Christ than what we do. The people in Palestine know about Jesus Christ more than what we know in our own country. Isn't that sad? Amen. But I'm just here to tell you that today. Amen. Again, if you've just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration with Bishop Kenny Townsend and Minister Mildred. Amen. I got a text earlier saying that I was chopping up. It could be the poor reception in this place. I'm not sure. Amen. It could be the poor reception. But in any event, amen, I do believe that God is going to allow to get it who deserves to get it. Amen. If you're just tuned in, we'd like to invite you to join us every Sunday at the Hilltop Nursing Home in Pineville, Louisiana. We're there taking church to the unchurched, those that cannot make it to church on their own. Amen. Those, amen, that are shut in. Amen. We believe in going out and taking an encouraging word and to taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to those. Amen. Shalom, Mishbukah. Amen. Amen. Shalom to you as well. Somebody say, he's getting Greek. He's getting Hebrew. Is he getting that? No. It just means that Paul said, I became all things to all men. It's about gaining you. It's about gaining your understanding so that you can understand that Jesus Christ, amen, loves us all for who we are. Amen. Tisha Winkler says, pray for my coworkers and teachers in my workplace for unity that we have a blessed and prosperous year with the children we work with, healing and deliverance from mother and father in Jesus' name. Again, all of these prayer requests that you have, we're going to take those prayer requests. But before we even take your prayer requests, we want you to know, amen, that the power is within you. You have that power. If you are a believer born again in the things of Jesus Christ, amen, you have that power. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And this is how we are a witness. Amen. We can boldly speak to mountains and tell them to dissipate and dissolve. We have that ability. We've been given that power, but you've got to learn how to use that power. Amen. Again, Hilltop Nursing Home tomorrow. If you're in the Pineville area, if you're in Alexandria, you're still welcome to come be our guest at the Hilltop Nursing Home. Amen. We believe it. Look, it doesn't matter. You don't even have to be a part of our ministerial alliance. We invite you to come so that you can be a blessing in the life of people. Why? Because Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it as unto me. And that's what we want to do. We want to convey that love, that agape that Jesus said. You know, it's a sad day when certain folk, you know, think about what I'm about to share with you now. Think about this. Do you think Jesus is in all this separatism? Do you think, I mean, honestly, you've got to ask yourself, what kind of God am I serving? Amen. Because, and I can understand now why the atheist looks at us the way he does. The atheist looks at us and said, they can't be serving God because look at all the hatred and animosity that they display toward each other. Think about that. That the atheist, amen, says that I got more faith to believe that there ain't a God because of what I watch and see through the so-called Christians, amen. That's why the atheists act that way, because we as the body of believers should be having more love and consideration. But because you ain't in my organization, you're not in my denomination, I don't want to have anything to you. Think about how the enemy is just getting the foothold on us right now. Think about that. And then think about yourself as the Good Samaritan, who the Bible says that some other Jews saw him laying on the wayside, wounded. Amen. All right, going to go to the prayer line right now. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what your prayer request is?
Yes, sir. Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, you give us those great moments of inspiration every week at this same time and same hour. Your God, guns, and gold, man. Your Bible, bullets, and beans, man. Telling everybody to get ready.
Amen.
How you doing?
Doing fine. Yes, sir.
Bishop,
fine.
I wanted to tell you, this is my knees have gotten better, so I want to thank everybody praying for me out there in the prayer world and stuff like that. I wanted to tell you, on yesterday, my father, Cornelius Lawson White Sr., made the great 90, so he's 90 years young.
Praise God.
So thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
So 90. God bless you. I heard somebody else call, so I wanted to go on and let you know. So thank the Lord for him and all like that. And God bless y'all. I let somebody else get on.
Thank you, Brother Cornelius. God bless you now. Amen. That's Brother Cornelius. He's been with us, amen, ever since that we started. Amen. One thing about me and Minister Mildred, amen, we are accessible and available. If you need Minister Mildred or Bishop Townsend, we are here, amen, to share the pure, unadulterated word of God. Amen. Isn't that something? My battery went down that quick. Oh, Lord. I charged this thing all night. I don't know what's going on. I guess Facebook ate it up too quick. But nevertheless, amen, I won't be able to finish my live thing the way that I want to. Minister Mildred, how you doing this morning?
Oh, God bless you. I'm doing great. And I was listening to a Brother Cornelius saying his dad made it 90 years. You know, that's in itself is something to even be grateful for and thankful for, you know?
Uh-oh. You got to turn something down, Minister Mildred. You got to turn something down.
Yeah, so that's just a great, you know, thing to happen, you know, because so many don't even see, you know, not come on 90, don't even see 60. I was just strolling down the Facebook, and I saw somebody 39 years old and made the transaction,
yes,
you know, going on, you know, position. So I know that it's a blessing to be 90. Amen.
Yes.
It's still here.
Oh,
praise
yes.
God.
Oh, yes. That's a blessing. I was just sharing with the people of God that, you know what, we've just got to just solidify our things, walk with the Lord, because there's, Minister Mildred, you know this for a fact, there's too much division in the body of Christ. And I'm talking about division between blacks, whites. There's division even between us, even as our own people, division between Hispanics, division between whites, division between everything that says we embrace the name of Jesus. And this is a clarion wake-up call for the body of Christ to understand that God is not pleased with it, because Jesus said, this people draw nigh to me with their lips, but their heart is far from it. And that just simply tells us that, you know what, we just can't talk this thing. We've got to get down to sackcloth and ashes and live this thing. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. I agree, because the word backs that up. Amen. You know, because you can say hallelujah, glory to God, I love the Lord every day.
Uh-huh.
But you don't love your brothers or sisters. You know what I'm saying? And then some of them don't love them because of a skin color, the ethnicity, of the same, you know, just different background, or just because of one bought a car. Just so many things that are going to keep many from seeing God's face and, you know, in peace because of some of these things, you know.
Yes.
A true child of God, they're truly happy for their brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Amen. And when, you know, they're praying for them. And that's why the Bible tells us, Bishop, to pray for one another.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's a time that we have to continue to pray for one another. Amen. We shouldn't let malice and envy and things like that. There's people today, Bishop, you know I'm telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And a family don't even speak to each other.
That's
now, what
right.
kind of stuff is that? You know that came from the pit. You know, won't even speak to each other. And you know, and it saddens me to see how the devil is winning in their lives. Praise God. But we know one thing. We have to be right. Amen. And when we say we love the Lord, we got to love our brothers and sisters, regardless of what color, what background, or where they come from. We got to love them.
I agree with you 100%. The Word of God even tells us that a man's enemies will be those of his own household. But I don't think Jesus was conveying the fact that brothers and sisters in the Lord are supposed to be enemies against each other. Okay? And I think that that's where we're losing ground at. Let me go back to the prayer line. Go back to the prayer line. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Nashville from Maryland.
Calling from Maryland?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God bless you. And who are we speaking to?
Nashelle.
Michelle?
Nashelle.
Marshall, you saying?
Nashelle.
Michelle. Okay, Michelle. God bless you. How are you today?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing so good, till if it gets any better, I might have to take something for it.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen. So to what did we... Oh, that just tickled you pink, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, you needed that. You see, you needed that. You needed to hear something. You needed that. God know what you needed before you call. But to what do we owe this great salutational call this morning?
I had called, and I thought it was where you could listen to prayer.
Well, it's a prayer line where you call in,
okay,
and you can give us your prayer request. You're on Facebook. You can hear it on Facebook. Are you listening on Facebook?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you can just go to Kenny Townsend and listen in live on Facebook,
okay,
and we're on there live right now. You're not a friend.
Okay.
How did you know about it? How did you know about the prayer call?
I've seen it on Facebook.
Okay, okay. And are you Kenny Townsend's friend?
Not sure.
You're not sure. Okay. Well, nevertheless, did you have a prayer request?
Sure. My prayer request is that I draw closer to God and that I be sharper in discernment.
That you draw closer to God and sharp in discernment. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll be honest with you and tell you, the discernment doesn't come until you get closer to God.
Amen. Okay. Yes,
ma'am. You know, a lot of times people want the spiritual gifts, but they don't really want to just, you know, spend the quality time with God. You know what? The gifts that God gives us, the Bible said gifts and callings are without repentance. But the truth, if we're going to solidify those gifts and give God all the glory, it's just like in the natural. When you get your car, it comes with a jack, it comes with a spare, it comes with this. But if you don't take time to learn how to use those things, you can get in tight situations and still be stranded somewhere with everything you need. So is it with our walk with God, that if we don't take time and spend time with God, we can have what we need and still don't know how to use what we got.
Wow.
So what you want to do is you want to spend every day getting up saying, Lord, I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just telling you that I love you, and I want, you know what, I just want to fellowship with you. And if there's anything on your mind, Lord, that you want me to know, here, my mind is yours. My spirit is yours. My soul is yours. So you talk to me and tell me what you want me to know. And sometimes in the quiet times, when you do that, you'll hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you.
Okay. Amen.
Now, let me help you out. It's not going to be no loud thundering sound like, boom, my child, I want you to. No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a still, small voice moving you in your spirit.
I used to hear the voice. It's just it's been a little while, and
It's been a little while.
Concerning me.
Why has it been a little while? Have you been in areas of your life that's not pleasing to God? Because, you know, things that we do, it doesn't separate God from us. It separates us from God. See, Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But what happens is when we enter into areas, and this is the confusion that people have to understand, because preachers will tell folk, well, no matter what you do, God will never leave you. But they don't follow it up by saying, yeah, but you can leave God.
Yeah, true.
So if there's anything in your life, amen, that you might be doing that could be displeasing to God, then you might want to consider that and say, Lord, if I've done anything that will cause a disconnection, I want to reconnect to you. Because that's what happens. Sometimes we do things that causes a disconnection. And when there's a disconnection, if I get disconnected from you right now, you could still be on the line, but I'll be talking and I won't even hear a word you're saying, Willa.
That's true.
Because we've been disconnected. And so what we want to be able to do is stay connected. We want to be able to do that thing. See, God will still be on the line talking, but we done got disconnected because we done went off into another area where the connection ain't right. And we want to be able to stay connected. So we're going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our dear sister right now, that the connection and the lifeline that you've established through salvation be a continuous flow of spiritual energy toward her. Lord, fine-tune her ears so that she will know what direction to take. Lord, she's asking for greater clarity and discernment. And whatever that will lead her to, Lord God, that it will keep her in a perspective that is pleasing to you. Even the folk that she is around, Lord God, even the voices that may be whispering in her ears, trying to get her to go in a direction that is not pleasing to you. Father, we touch and agree right now that you said, my sheep know my voice, and strangers they will not follow. Lord, that you will fine-tune our ears to know your voice and your voice alone. And we thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, my sister.
Thank you very much.
All right. You be blessed. Minister Mildred, isn't that something that we've got to get back to that place where we start to learn how to fine-tune our ears more?
Oh, definitely. And that's what she was calling for. And like you said, Bishop, in order to get to that place that we can hear God, we always say it, we have to have a relationship with him, not just a relationship, but a close relationship with him, that we would know his voice. And many times, you know, people say with their mouth they want to get close to God, but that's a sacrifice. That's a time where you truly have to be committed, amen, and take time out with the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be, you know, when you're in love with somebody, you want to be with them, amen. You can't wait to be with them. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to want to be in his presence. We have to long to be with him. And sometimes, you know, you love him so, you just don't want to stop loving on him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Jesus wants us to continuously to love him, to put forth that effort to truly stay in his presence. And, you know, and that's what I love about the Lord.
Amen. Hold on, Minister Mildred. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what might your prayer request be?
Good morning. This is Reverend John L. Jones.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Hello, my brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just great, brother. I'm doing just great. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Yes, sir. I just want you to keep me in your prayers. My big date next Saturday at 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, time done crept up. Look at here. You'll make me go back to those Larry Graham days when we get married.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. That's good, man. That's good, man. My heart rejoices for you, man.
God has prayer.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, man, if I don't come, I want you to know, man, that you've got my blessings in Jesus' name to the beautiful helpmeet that God has placed in your life, man. I'm just excited for you. I am so excited. Amen. As a matter of fact, I've got to do this now. Lord, I thank you for Reverend Jones. I thank you, Lord, for how you brought him from a mighty long way. Lord, the plot that the enemy had to destroy his life, you had a great plan. Father, I thank you, Lord, that out of all the things that he's been through, Lord, he's a living testimony right now. that the power of Jesus Christ is real. And, Lord, that his life will be a testimony to those that are still looking at him in amazement, saying it ain't going to last. It ain't going to last. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to go. Lord, I thank you that you're bringing a blessing in his life to make a lie out of the enemy right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we speak longevity even upon his marriage, that it is not something that just starts and don't stay, Lord God, but that it will be a lifetime sentence that you put on both of their life in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. My brother, I'm so happy for you, man.
Yes,